Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm an empowerment coach and guide here to empower you into feeling completely worthy of a business and life that you love. This podcast is the place to learn how to unravel anything keeping you from that abundant, beautiful life that you so deserve. Nothing is off limits here as we navigate life through psychology, science, and spirit. Let's get into today's episode. All right, welcome in. If you're watching now, if you're watching later, just say hashtag replay. I'm here on Instagram and Facebook, and you may have noticed I've been saying something is coming. Something has been in the works for quite a while now. And if you're here, just say hi. I always like to know who's here. So something's been in the works for a while, ever since, this has been in the works pretty much for over a year when I really think back on it. But, life circumstances and moving and all of that has taken, made things slow down a little bit. But back in January, I was suffering from some vertigo, which I shared, some of you know about, and I ended up finding an upper cervical spine person that showed me how out of alignment my neck was. And he said it was one of the worst cases he had seen. I had a couple of pretty big falls over 20 years ago that probably didn't get handled as well as they could have because I was 21 at the time. So, we think we know everything when we're 21. And I didn't really take care of those things. And so anyway, long story longer, my body was, so what I kind of, being a deep thinker and a contemplative type of person, I really sat around and thought about that. And I'm like, what is this about? Like, what's really going on here? Like, I've been living for over 20 years in a misaligned body. And it's kind of like, that's when this program dropped in. Because really it's all about alignment, right? Being in alignment and feeling aligned, having alignment in your life are so important. Now, this isn't a chiropractic adjustment. I'm just sharing that backstory as to where this kind of came from. I just had this kind of this download happen of being aligned. And I got the information to create a program called Aligned. And so that was back in January, and it just has taken me a while to get that going. And some other pieces that I'm really excited to tell you about needed to be put in place before it was ready to be launched. And so today is kind of the first day I'm talking about this live, and I'm so thrilled to share this with you, and I hope that you will love this as much as I do, or love pieces of it as much as I do. I mean, let's be real, like, the work that I do is not for the faint of heart, right? And this program that I'm going to tell you about today, it really is for the person that's tried it all, right? So maybe you, like one of my clients that I'm working with one-on-one, she listens to all the podcasts. Give me a thumbs up if that's you. You listen to all the podcasts. You have read every self-help book, maybe not everyone. I'm going to exaggerate here a little bit, but you've read all the self-help books. You've listened to all the podcasts. You have studied the different modalities and tried them for yourself. Maybe you've been to different therapists over the years and done a lot of talk therapy. And it's like, you can intellectualize what is going on with you, what your issues are, probably better than most people. You probably have almost like a psychology degree in your own issue. Am I right? Give me a thumbs up or a high five if that is you. And yet And you can psychoanalyze the people around you, like you can tell them what's wrong with them. You've been a great fixer for so many people in your life, and yet maybe there's an issue in your life that still keeps showing up. And you're like, what the hell? Have I not worked on this already? I mean, that was me, is me, like was me, is me. And I have so much to tell you. Oh, Alicia's here. What's up, girl? I'd love to hear if any of that resonates for you. Maybe you've, so if your issue, like the issue that's, I want you to think about right now on this call or as you're watching this later, think about what that issue is for you. It could be an emotional issue, could be like a mindset issue where you constantly, let's not use the word constantly. Let's say your go-to kind of trigger or response is to like beat yourself up or really doubt yourself. Those would be like mental quote unquote issues. I'm using the word issue here because I'm trying to make a point. So just bear with me here as I get to the point. Those would be like mental mindset issues, right? Like doubting myself. Maybe it's even like an action like procrastination. Every time you're like, this is going to be my year, I'm going to do that thing. And then when the time comes to do the thing, we're procrastinating or we're distracting ourselves with everything else, or we're getting into more podcasts and reading more books and learning more things because we don't feel like we have enough information. Ask me how I know about that one, because I've done it and it's a lot of my clients that I work with. Maybe it's a people-pleasing thing. It's like that one came up for me recently before I did this other thing that I'm going to share with you guys. That came up for me recently where it's like, dude, you've been working on people-pleasing. Now, I grew up, if you don't know me, hi, my name's Erin. I should probably introduce myself. I'm a coach, healer. Been doing this a really long time. Absolutely love what I do. Own my own business. And I lead retreats all over the world. And I know all the things, studied all the things. I've been doing this work since 2007. Okay. We have done it all. We have learned it all. We have learned so many different modalities. I can psychoanalyze everybody around me. I can help everybody around me. And yet there are still issues. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic, you know, grew up with a narcissist. Had a lot of childhood trauma, completely dysregulated nervous system, which led to a bunch of issues in the last few years that I had to work through, like health issues. You know, there was always been kind of mindset stuff. Like my go-to is to doubt myself, is to kind of beat myself up a little bit, be critical of myself. I've gotten better at it, but that was an issue I really had to work through. People-pleasing, as I said. Maybe that's one that for you that's like you just feel like you just keep working on it, even though you can intellectualize it. You know when you're doing it, or maybe right after you're doing it, you're very good at being aware of the things. And yet they're still there. They're still showing up in your field. And you're like, am I ever going to stop having this issue? Maybe for you, it's so we talked about some mental issues, some emotional issues, you know, can be like people pleasing. I don't know if that would be emotional, but we're going to call it an emotional issue. People pleasing, procrastination, as I mentioned, just what are all the things? Perfectionism, like I have to do it perfectly or I can't put the thing out there. And maybe for you, it's a health issue. Like for me, I was struggling with chronic fatigue. I had that hypothyroidism, hormonal imbalances up the wazoo. And what else? Anxiety, you know? So it's like, again, these are all things we could really intellectualize. I knew I had anxiety. You know, I'd been diagnosed with anxiety disorder. I'd been diagnosed with complex PTSD from all the different trauma, unfortunately, that I experienced in my childhood and as an adult. I had the diagnosis. I'd read all the books. I'd listened to the podcast. I'd watched the YouTube videos. I've studied all the modalities, and yet the issues would still show up here and there. Now, don't get me wrong, and probably like you, I saw some significant progress over the years. I shared, when I really started getting into nervous system healing, I shared about how, for years I just focused on mindset work, yoga, and meditation, and energy healing. And I saw huge shifts in my life, which is why I am a teacher of all of those things, right? And those were really my tools for a really long time until my physical issues started showing up. And I learned that, my body was holding on to the trauma. I was working on it mentally. I was working on it emotionally. I was working on it, through yoga, maybe, but I wasn't doing the trauma healing that my body needed. And I wasn't doing the work to regulate and to learn how to regulate my nervous system. And so that's why the physical symptoms showed up. So I dove deeply into somatic work and polyvagal theory and nervous system understanding. And I have a program about all of those things, as most of you probably know. And Alicia quit calling me out. I know, girl. Ariel says guilty. I know. Just know you're not alone. Hopefully, I'm making you feel like you're not alone. And I'm calling myself out too. But hang with me. I've got so much more to share with you. Not so much more. I'm going to try to keep this short. People got things to do. But I'm really so excited, especially for some of y'all that have known me for a while, like Ariel and Alicia, for this piece that I want to share with you. So it maybe your issue, your we're just going to call it a chronic issue, because I think people pleasing can be a chronic issue. Feeling not good enough, a chronic issue, right? And it's like, again, we can know it. We can intellectualize it. We can explain it to others. We can point it out to others. Like, girl, this is what you need. I got you. This is read this book, listen to this podcast, right? We are the rock for the people around us. We're the healers. And yet there's still an issue. Type, if you feel bold, type in the comments below what that issue is for you. I'm curious. And if you don't feel bold, just private message me. Because I'm curious what that is for you. Like, let's just get real and own it. Like I said, even in the last few weeks, people pleasing came up. And I've really gotten to a really beautiful place with myself that it's like, maybe that's just gonna be my thing, right? Kind of like an alcoholic, AA, which I have my own thoughts about AA, but AA will tell you, like, once an alcoholic, that's always going to be there. It's always going to be in the background. So try to avoid it. Again, we're not here to talk about AA because, again, I have my own issues with that. But using that as an example, right? It's like avoid alcohol, but like that craving for it may always be there. The same thing I see is like people pleasing or, self-doubt or feeling not good enough. It's like maybe that's always going to be there. It's just the hold on you gets less and less the more work you do. But for some of us, it could also be a financial issue. There was some of that that came up for me recently, like preparing for a wedding. I'm just like, we just moved to Florida. That was a huge expense for us. And, moving across the country and on our own, selling our house, had issues with that. And just what was I going to say? Oh, planning for a wedding, yes. And how expensive that can be. And it just brought up all this almost like this terror that didn't even really feel like mine. Like I've been down this road enough times to start feeling what's mine and what feels like terror in my body. Like it just doesn't even feel like it belongs to me. And I'm gonna just pause there because I have something to say about that, but I want to make sure I hit all of my points. Now let me just read what they're saying here. Alicia says, feeling not good enough is my thing. Yes, same girl. Who am I to be doing whatever? Yeah, the imposter syndrome, fill in the dots. I prefer to stay small and not be seen. Yes, that is one of the issues I am talking about, Alicia. Hold that thought. I'm going to get to something. I'm getting to something. So the point is that what I'm about to share with you is for my people that have seen it all, done it all, practiced it all, learned it all, intellectualized it all, saw the different, if it's a physical issue, you've seen different doctors, gotten prescribed. I was on thyroid medication. My doctor wanted me to be on antidepressants, which I did not get on because I just felt like that wasn't what I needed. Thank God I did, because then I ended up finding somatic work and healed myself of thyroid issues, got off of thyroid medication, healed chronic fatigue, and balanced out my hormones. I mean, I'm 43 years old, so, you know, the hormones, they're changing. So we're not saying we're perfect there, but a part of that is age, but we're working on it. And more. Oh, let's not forget anxiety. While I probably run a little bit more up than some people, I don't experience anxiety anymore, you guys. Like, I used to have so much anxiety in like the background of my business, not when I'm working with people, not when I'm online, but like anxiety, like I gotta do this thing. And I just scared my cats. Sorry, guys. They're over there sleeping. And they're like, yeah, exactly. That was me. Like, I gotta do this thing. I gotta like work this out. I gotta da 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 da. And I was just like constantly on this edge, or as in nervous system talk, we would say, I was in an activated nervous system most of the time until I would crash. And so this high and then crash, high and then crash, it led to chronic fatigue. So thank goodness I found that. But my symptoms to a traditional doctor, even I was going to even more of a holistic medical doctor, still looked like depression because I was tired all the time. And they had fixed my thyroid issue with the medicine, but I was still exhausted, which was the reason I went up for the thyroid in the first place. So I'm sharing my story because this is why I do the work that I do. And thank goodness. So before I finish that thought, I'm just like, so much I want to tell you guys today. Mindset work, does it work? Yes. Energy work, does it work? Yes. Yoga and life coaching and, you know, EFT and all these different modalities, do they work? Yes. HIIT workouts and, you know, listening to podcasts and changing your mindset and the law of attraction and like all those things, taking shit tons of supplements and having to take out a small loan for your supplements. Do these things work? Maybe on some level. I mean, when I was in the chronic fatigue stages, I was spending thousands of dollars on whatever you told me would give me energy and help me heal chronic fatigue was something that I would be like, okay, I will buy this. Thousands of dollars I've spent on, and like, I remember going through my cupboards when we were getting ready to move, and I was just seeing all this stuff I had purchased and never finished because I never saw any result from it because I wasn't getting to the root issue, y'all. I wasn't getting to the root. The supplement, it just becomes like a pill that we take from a Western medicine doctor. If I can work out super hard every day, I can take all the right supplements. I can sit my ass, freeze my ass off in a cold bath, or sit in a sauna, or take an IV supplement every day of my life. But if I'm still talking terribly to myself, if I'm still in a dysregulated nervous system, like I was, like in an activated state, unknowingly, because I didn't understand how the nervous system plays a role. If I'm, you know, if I'm entangled in some ancestral suffering that I'm 1000% unaware of, because I'm unconsciously doing it to survive, to belong, to stay within my family and to help them, I'm probably still going to have an issue. Not probably, I will. If I'm not processing the deeper repressed emotions that maybe have been down in there from the different losses I've experienced, the grief, the rage, the pain that is buried deeply within. If in like in my case, you know, I grew up with an alcoholic and a narcissist. And so, you know, there was just that constant feeling of I'm not good enough because I'm getting yelled at all the time, or I'm not good enough because if I was, my mom would love me. And that sounds sad, and I don't say that for anybody to feel badly for me. That's the path my soul chose in this lifetime, and I know without a doubt I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you if that wasn't my path. So this stuff is, it's not to be like, oh, Aaron, I'm so sorry. You know, it's like, yeah, you can be, you know, sorrowful that that happened and that it happened to you. But on some level, we do choose this life, I believe. This is my personal belief. We contract this life for the lessons, for the upgrades, so that we can evolve into who our souls really want us to be, or who we really are, right? So we can do all this work, we can intellectualize all these things, but if we're not looking at some of the underlying causes, like who, like first of all, this work is not for the faint of heart, because who wants to go into their pain and suffering and repressed feelings? Like nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to go into the recesses of their mind and look at that. Nobody wants to, I say nobody, but I know there are some people out there. People don't want to go looking at their ancestors and see what suffering they may be carrying. No. And this is why we run and we go listen to another podcast, or we I'm laughing because this is me. I'm not a huge podcast listener, even though I have one. But I'm the type of person who I would take so many screenshots. I'd be what, give me, okay, let's own up. Let's own up. Who else is like this? You're watching a reel or a TikTok and you're screenshotting all the things, or you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram and you're taking pictures of all, like, oh, that was a really good point. Oh, I got to screenshot that. And I call it the graveyard of screenshots that live on your phone that you never look at. It's just there, and it like gives you some sort of comfort. And I'm laughing because I've done this. I like cut myself off from doing this. I was like, you're done. I still do it occasionally. But I'm like, there was a graveyard of screenshots in my phone, on my computer, in my Google Drive. Like it was a lot. At the beginning of this year, I had a huge like purge, like we're cleaning things up. And mostly cleaning up the internal, I'm not enough, so I have to get more information. I have to grasp, grasp, grasp it all, instead of making the U-turn and going and looking within. Where is this within me? Ariel, yes, girl. Thank you for owning it. Thank you for making me feel less alone. Yeah, right? Graveyard of screenshots. Let's own it. That's what I call it, the graveyard of screenshots. So, what am I getting to here? I'm calling a lot of people out because I'm calling myself forward because I've done this. I've done all the things I'm talking about. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you know the things, you have a lot of tools, you have a lot of knowledge, and yet the issue still prevails, the physical issue, or the mental issue, or the anxiety, or the depression, and it's still there. And you're like, why? I've done this. I've worked on this. Or the mother issue still exists. Or that I'm not good enough shows its ugly head again in another scenario in your life with your boss, with your coworker, with your little brother. Alicia, she's got a Screenyard graveyard too. I know. It's a thing. It's really frustrating to know it all and yet feel like you can't fix yourself. Like there's still something wrong with you. Both of those beliefs are contributing to the problem. Okay. Again, there's that basic knowledge in law of attraction, but it's not easy to follow because our brains are wired to look for the problem and to try to solve it. Your brain wants to solve problems. So don't beat yourself up that you're still trying to solve the problems. That says something about you. And you know, we could also say on the flip side that this issue has brought you to a place of like, wow, like I know so much more than I used to. I'm able to, you know, move through things in a whole new way. I have so much growth and expansion. I'm able to help my kids so that they don't have to go through some of the things I went through. So it's like this issue is also your gift. It's bringing you closer to the truth of who you are. But it's still frustrating. And as I was saying, when we're focusing on the problem, which we're biologically wired to do, our brains are biologically wired to, there's a problem, we have to fix this. And we go full force towards fixing it. We order $1,000 worth of supplements and try all the different things and read another book and try another, like I have so many different cleansing books from that period of my life that I had to get rid of because it was like, okay, maybe if I try this cleanse, it'll help me. Maybe if I give up coffee, having my one coffee a day that brings me a lot of joy, maybe that'll help me. Well, maybe if I stop eating pasta, that's gonna help. You know, it was just like I would just go through this cycle. Every time it would get a little bit better. And then I would just like, oh, I'm gonna have a little bit of a coffee. And then it would get a little bit worse. And I'd be like, it's coffee. I have to stop drinking coffee. Or I have to, you know, tr try this new cleanse. I was on what's he called? The medical mediums cleanse for a while, which is extreme and really puts you in a fearful state. And fear is gonna create more of what you don't want. That's what I was trying to say about that basic law of attraction. If I focus where I put my focus, I make that thing bigger. So if I'm constantly going, I have to fix this. I have to fix this problem, fix this issue. What am I doing? All I'm seeing is the issue. And I see clients come to me like this all the time. You know, I have a client right now, but with has a lot of intrusive thinking, and it's like that's her thing, and she's focusing a lot of attention on that. And it's like, that's what we're biologically wired to do. And it's like, well, I need to fix this. But like, what's underneath that? Where's the root? What's the root of where this thing came from? Hi, Holly. Nice to see you. Yes. So, okay. I think I've talked enough about all the different issues and what might be going on for you. Let's talk about some solutions. Let's talk about a different way. So back to the beginning of this video, I told you I kind of got this download when I was suffering from vertigo. I went to an upper cervical spine specialist and he told me that my neck was out of alignment, like one of the worst cases he'd seen. I had two pretty hard falls when I was 21 years old. Wasn't in a car accident, but my symptoms when people would look at me presented like whiplash. And at one time I fell. Anyway, I'm not getting into the stories of the stupid things I did when I was 21 years old, but I had some pretty b bad accidents. Not all of them involved alcohol at that time, but one of them did, being honest. You know, I had my issues. I grew up with that. That runs deeply in my family. And Holly says, yes, I realize doing too much creates chaos. Yes. Grew up in a family, you know, that, especially with my mom, that had alcoholism. So that was one of my go-tos when I was stressed, right? So yes, I did travel down that path. And when I was 21, fell and had a pretty bad accident. That's a story for another day. But when I had that, you know, I shared I'm a contemplative person. So I always like to look at, you know, what else is going on here? Because I started thinking about, wow, I've been living in a misaligned body for over 20 years. Like, I wonder what that's doing. Because so he, when you do a cervical spine thing, it aligns. They're focusing on your atlas and your axis. So the cervical, like your first two cervical spines. And so basically, it was like my axis was rotated, one of the worst he'd ever seen. And I had a slight counter rotation of my axis. You don't want those. You don't want a counter rotation, and you don't want your atlas to be severely misaligned. So I started thinking about that, you know, because I have this doctor telling me you're misaligned. And I'm like, wow, like it's interesting that, like, after the nervous system work that I've done, after all the different things that I just shared with you in the course of this video, like that I've done over the years, and all the different modalities I've learned, it's like I got to this place where now my physical body is ready to be aligned. And during that time, this program dropped in, but it wasn't ready to be shared yet because there was a missing piece. And I'm going to tell you about that in a second. So, this video is getting to be so long, but thanks for being there. Thanks all of you that are here. If you're here, say hi if you haven't yet. So aligned. It dropped in. It was like the aligned program. And I've just been kind of sitting with it and letting it percolate over the last few months because there were some other things I needed to get in place. And it's just kind of been percolating. And then another new thing dropped in. And that is learning about family constellations and then becoming a family constellation practitioner. So all of that happened. I bought this program back in August and did a session, and it was just so amazing that I was like, I want to learn how to do this. This is the missing piece because trauma gets passed through the generations. We know that. That's epigenetics, right? I'm not speaking any spiritual woo-woo stuff here. Epigenetics tells us trauma gets passed through the DNA, through the generations. But if you go on a spiritual realm, you know, there's this ancestral healing that I've been working on and looking at for several years now. But when I found this modality, I was like, this is, it's so much more simple. It's so much more, it's so beautiful. It's so powerful. And it's about the energy that you're carrying. So, like, again, speaking to those of you that I've been speaking to that have suffered from these chronic issues, like people pleasing, like procrastination, or a chronic health issue, an autoimmune disorder, chronic fatigue. Now, I cured a lot of that through nervous system work, but the people pleasing and the worrying about the terror that came up about money for me recently, dealing with the wedding and stuff, that was not mine to carry. But we carry this stuff as a survival mechanism to belong to the family. We carry the suffering. And then also, if there's any lost children, so if you yourself have had any miscarriages, unfortunately, or just any lost children or your siblings, if there was a in your sibling order, a lost child, they call it the lost children, Those have to be accounted for. You have to be in your place. Otherwise, subconsciously, completely unconscious to you, this is on a soul level, your soul will be trying to find its place and it'll be moving around a lot and it'll get entangled in the suffering of that child. Simultaneously, we can get entangled in the suffering, like I said, that gets passed through the generations. Because we think it's our job to carry it, to carry that suffering, to try to heal it. And as long as I'm entangled within the suffering of the family soul, I don't have the full access to my life force energy. And learning this modality and practicing it has been utterly, that's not even a word, utterly mind-blowing. I am blown away. I know I've been telling people, I know I said nervous system healing was the missing piece, and it is. You have to understand the nervous system. You have to understand your own nervous system. But I've always known that the ancestral ties and the suffering, and as we say in this work, entanglements, are playing a role. I just didn't have the right modality to use, and now I do. So I am floored, floored by this experience. So let's get to what's going on. I can't even see how long is this video. 35 minutes. Okay, it's not that bad, but still, I want, 20 is better. So because of all of that, this program dropped in. It's called Aligned, but I had to wait until this other ancestral piece was in place, because I kept feeling some resistance. And so I've learned after doing this work enough years and running a business, a soul aligned business enough years, I've learned that when there's resistance, it means, I'm always co-creating with the divine. So it means something is not aligned yet, right? Something is not aligned yet. And so we have to figure that out. Well, it was this piece that needed to come in. So I've created the Aligned program. It's my new program, and it's for people that have tried it all, but still have an issue that, like a pesky issue that just won't go away. Like the physical issue, the mental issue, the people pleasing, or whatever it is. Or maybe it's just like every time you try to step out, like who said that? Sometimes you all say things better than I can. Because we all know what our issue is, right? Alicia said it well, like, who am I to be? So it's like that imposter syndrome. Who am I? I work, I coach and train people to be light working healers doing the work that I do. And people tell me all the time, it's like, well, Erin, I'm really scared to put myself out there. Like, who am I to be a healer? Who am I to be a Reiki master? And as Alicia so beautifully said, so I prefer to stay small and not seen. That tells me that's an ancestral entanglement. That is one of the main ones. There's this part about that's also, it's an entanglement. So we do these different movements, but there's this entanglement where it's like your soul reaches out to the mother, but if the mother's soul wasn't available because she was dealing with her own ancestral entanglements or her lost children, she can't meet the soul of the child, of you. And it creates an inability to receive love, abundance, your soul's gifts, whatever that is, right? Your life force energy. So I'm telling you all, this stuff is powerful. Like, I can't. Yeah. So it's a 6-week program, and it's for the person that has tried it all, done it all, knows it all. If you're somebody that's like newer to this work but curious about everything I'm talking about, I do have another program called Empowered Women, and that's going to give you a really good foundation for kind of identifying your needs, learning about the inner child work and shadow work and some of that deeper stuff. And that's where I would suggest you start. And I'm actually offering a 50% off. It's a year-long program. So 50% off that. If you're like, You know what? I actually haven't done it all. I am new to learning about psychological things that I deal with, and I don't want to go down a traditional path. Empowered women is for you. So message me if you want information on that. This program, the Aligned program, is if you've tried it all, done it all, know it all, and still find yourself beating your head against the wall when it rears its ugly head again, when you have another people-pleasing episode, or another chronic fatigue issue, or another flare of your autoimmune that you've been working on healing forever. So it's 6 weeks. Woo, hello. And we're going to be working on one, going into any repressed feelings. So we're going to be doing some deeper feeling work, deeper shadow work. We're going to be, going into nervous system healing and understanding. This is all live. This is not pre-recorded. It's all live with me. We're going to be learning about our energy meridians, how to work with them so that we can bring more energy to our system. We're going to be, touching on some different, like diet and lifestyle, which sounds like, okay, we've already done that, but like in a more non-traditional way, working on feminine and masculine balance, like balancing those two energies within our system, which can really create imbalances within the system. Everything that we do, each call that we do will be about an hour and a half each week, maybe a little bit longer. It'll be a little bit of a chat with, like, I'll be giving a little bit of a teaching on that. Then there'll be time for a little bit of Q&A. And then we end with a ritual, like a ceremonial type ritual where we are either moving things through our bodies somatically. I'll be leading some somatic types of movements. Or it's just going to be like a sacred circle where we come together to do healing on that specific topic. And then, one second, my cat wants out. Thank you for your patience. He'll just keep rattling the door if I don't let him out. And then on top of that, so there'll be 6 weeks of really us going through doing all the different themes and pieces of the program. In addition, to that, or maybe it'll be one of the weeks, I don't know, one of the two. Either way, my dear friend and a just fantastic, fabulous healer friend of mine, who's also on my team of healers, Patricia, is going to do a dream circle with the group. So we're going to go into some dream work. So it's going to be really deep. And in addition to that, you will get a one-on-one family constellation session with me. So it's 6 weeks of the group program with information worksheets, and live calls. And there won't probably be a lot of video to do on your own. This is really, I want this to be a really alive program that we do together, coming together in sisterhood and brotherhood. I'm open to men joining this as well, but I have a feeling it's probably going to be mostly women. Coming together in sisterhood and in ceremony and in ritual and moving these deeper issues through our systems. First, we have to learn our nervous system. We have to learn and understand what's going on with that and feel the deeper emotions. And these are all parts. And then, somewhere within the program or even after the program, you get a one-on-one family constellation session with me, because you can only do those one-on-one unless you're in a big group live. So it'll be a one-on-one family constellation session, and that's where we'll go in and help you release these ancestral entanglements. And I truly believe putting all these pieces together is really going to shift the issue, whatever it is, at a deep level. So I'm just looking over and making sure I got all my notes here. So it's really it's a deep program, and it's not as long as some of my other programs have been, because I've noticed that people can't always they don't always last that long. So I wanted to make something that was shorter, a shorter amount of time. So this is 6 weeks, and we're gonna go deep. So you've already kind of have had to do some of the prerequisital work. Like if you've done it with me, great. Or if you have been to therapy, or just done different things on your own, that's fine too. But this program is really going to help you go deep really quickly. And what else do I want to say? So this is getting kind of long. Obviously, I'll be saying more about it, but I wanted to share that if you register between now and April 8th, and I will be the page is almost ready for you guys. If you register by April 8th, which is we're in the middle of two eclipses right now, okay? So it's a really powerful time. And if you register by April 8th, you get $100 off. And I'll leave the link, the code for that. There's a payment plan, a 2 month payment plan if you want to do that. It's normally $8.97 for the 6 week program, including the one-on-one session with me and the dream circle with my dear friend Patricia. But if you get it within the first with by April 8th, it's $7.97. So, or two payments. I think it's one payment of $350, one payment of $450. So if you need an extended payment plan, and I know you, I'm always happy to do that. So if you're like, hey, can this go out 3 months or 4 months? We can do that. Just reach out to me, send me a private message about that. I'm willing to work with people, especially if I know them and know that, that you're going to be in integrity with your word, right? Because that's what this is all about. So this is really about your most aligned self. Your most aligned self is free. Your most aligned self has access to joy, more joy than you maybe have ever felt. That has been my experience. When I've worked through these survival mechanisms and coping mechanisms I've created over the years and moved them out of the way with these different modalities I'm going to give you all, it has given me, it's like I've always knew I was. Whenever I would like think about my future self, I just saw her as super grounded, super just calm and peaceful, and just kind of flowing throughout my day, super joyful. It's like I always knew that that was a possibility, but I didn't feel that way because I felt so anxious inside. I felt so all over the place. And then I would people please. Just unconsciously, even though I knew what people pleasing was, I would still do it. And I just felt out of control. And I honestly can't tell you all, like, it could bring tears to my eyes. Like, every day I'm just like, wow. Like, I can't believe how good I feel. I've never felt so clear. Like literally so clear and so connected to source energy, because we close ourselves off from that when we're in these survival mechanisms. You can't be connected to the divine when you're like running these programs in your body. You just can't, because you're focused on surviving, but you're not aware that you're doing it. It's like crazy making. So your most aligned self, like she's in there, he's in there. And it really, I'm telling you, there is some work involved. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This program is not for somebody that's like, just give me the quick fix, Aaron. Like, what do I need to do? You've got to be willing. I just heard this quote from Scott Tyson recently that was like, the Greek word for bliss is wound. What the hell? How have I been living for 43 years and never heard that before? The Greek word for bliss is wound. There is no bypassing the wound. There is no bypassing the deep pain. Wasn't planning on getting emotional. There's no bypassing the suffering, the repressed feelings, the trauma. But it doesn't mean we have to be digging it up over and over and over and saying it to the next therapist and talking about it and talking about it until we're blue in the face. But we do have to go through the wound. Like, you can't access, trust me, because I've tried. I spiritually bypassed my ass off for years, especially when I was living in Los Angeles. Like, I was a master spiritual bypasser. Like, and it wasn't until my grandma went into the nursing home that was like, that just activated me in a way that I always knew would happen. I was always like, if something ever happens to my grandma, I'm going to be in a mess. And I was. So her dementia, her going into the nursing home, activated this deep wounds within me, which made me have to do deeper work than I'd ever done before. So I can full on tell you with 100% certainty that you cannot access your bliss. Truly. You may have seen glimpses of it, but you can't truly access your bliss, your joy, your freedom, your truth without first going through the deeper stuff that's deep down in there, lodged within your body, the unprocessed feelings and emotions that you've been stuffing, the rage, the anger, the sadness, the grief from losses we've had over our lifetime. This program is going to help you. It's going to give you the tools to begin to do that deeper work. This year of the dragon that we're in, that's the other reason I created this program, is because it's about stepping into your most aligned self this year. We have all the energy, the power of the dragon year, which is really about shedding, as Patricia says, like getting through the eye of the needle. Like, anything that doesn't fit through that eye of the needle, that isn't you, must be shed, must be looked at. So if you're in a lot of pain mentally, emotionally, physically right now, it does not surprise me, because we are pushing through that eye of the needle this year. And whatever isn't you and isn't true is going to get activated. It's going to be in your face. And so I've created this roadmap, my version of a roadmap, what has worked for me for deep, long-held issues to help you move through them as well. So I so hope you will join me. This went much longer than I had planned, but that's okay, because I had a lot to say. I so hope that you will join me on this journey. I don't know when I'm going to run this program again. I've got some other things that are in the queue, one of them being my book, the Lightworker program, some somatic training is coming up. So I don't know when I'm going to run this again. Most likely I will run it again this year, but I don't know when. And you get 100, most likely, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but most likely the price will go up, because it does include a private session with me. It includes a special class with Patricia. And yeah, so this would be the time, if you're feeling that call, if it feels like a call and you have questions, reach out to me. I am going to finish the page today, so you'll have access to that. You can read some more about it. But thank you all for being here. Thank you to those of you that were here today and hung out with me on this journey. It's been deep. It has been deep these last few years for me personally, for a lot of us. And, I just want to give my version of what I think really are the tools to help you with these chronic issues that don't seem to like go away. And again, we want to be clear, they may never fully go away. But this will give you the wisdom. And if they are ancestral entanglements, it'll really help you untangle those, because that's not even yours. That's not even yours. It's just stuff. And I can tell you firsthand, I mean, I mentioned my grandma just a moment ago, people pleasing, that runs in my family full bore. So, you know, these ancestral entanglements that we can get stuck in, we're not even aware of it. We're just like, oh, I just am a people pleaser. That's what I do. And it's this prevailing issue. So this is my roadmap, what I believe really works. And I hope you'll join me. I'll give you the code in the link below this video and the page to go look at. Again, reach out if you have any questions. Thank you so much for being here. And the $100 off lasts until April 8th. Okay? All right. Thank you all. I hope to see you again. Hope to see you here. Oops. All right. Ending all the videos. All right. We made it 55 minutes. Thank you all. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. If you would like to connect with me more, you can find my website, my services, and my social media links all in the description of this episode. Remember, you are a beautiful and divine and powerful being, and it's time to own it.